Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. October 15th, 2020. Stand up for your country. So I hope you have a pen and paper, because I'm going to go through this Hunter Biden thing, which the new network news is blacked out. It's not just Facebook and Twitter. The network news is only part of this story, and I'll tell you why in a moment. So the New York Post received information from Rudy Giuliani. That's how the story broke. And I'm going to just step by step, all right? Okay. So in April of 2019, someone, perhaps Hunter Biden, dropped off a laptop at a repair shop in Delaware, owned by 44-year-old John Paul Mac Isaac, who has bad vision, so he doesn't know whether it was Hunter Biden who brought it in. Okay. You would think that somebody would sign a receipt for that. I don't know. So right off the bat, I'm a little bit suspicious because that's my job. That's my job. All right. But anyway, the computer, the laptop, wound up in Mr. Isaac's store. Then nobody came back to pick it up. All right. So let's see. That'd be 8 months later. 8 months later, the FBI shows up to take the laptop. Why? I'm not quite sure why, but maybe Mr. Isaac alerted them. But why would he do that? I don't know. But Mr. Isaac copied the hard drive. So the FBI took the laptop with the hard drive original, but Mr. Isaac had a copy of the hard drive. Why? I don't know. Okay, so then nothing happened from December 2019 till last week. And the shop owner gave the hard drive to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer, Robert Costello. All right, I mean, that makes sense. If you don't like Hunter Biden and, you know, Giuliani's attached to the Trump campaign, all right, that's not weird. But apparently Mr. Isaac looked at the hard drive. He knew there was bad stuff on there. So then Steve Bannon gets in this. He is a former advisor to Donald Trump. And Giuliani hands over the hard drive to the Post. So the New York Post has it. And they look at it. And they break the story about these emails. Okay. So the email that is the so-called smoking gun says this, quote, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving me an opportunity to meet your father, spend some time with him. It's really an honor and pleasure." Okay. So that email was sent to Hunter Biden by a guy named Vadim Pazarsky, who is a Ukraine business person. All right. He's a top Burisma executive. Burisma is the oil company in Ukraine that paid Hunter Biden, I don't know, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, and nobody knows why they did it. And then they were getting investigated. And then Joe Biden went over to Ukraine and said, you better not investigate these people. You better fire the guy investigating Burisma, which the Ukraine government did. And that's the story. Okay. So we got an email, an incriminating email. Along with that, we have pictures of Hunter Biden smoking crack and looking horrible. So again, I go back to, why would Hunter Biden, A, bring his laptop in with all that stuff on it, and B, not go back to pick it up? I just don't know.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late. you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Okay. So the press doesn't want to hear about this. It's a legitimate story. I'm not questioning the story on it. There was a laptop. It did belong to Hunter Biden. It had this stuff on it. And it got into the hands of the New York Post. Okay. Now, was this stuff made up? Was it fabricated? Is there a Russian disinformation? I don't know. I don't know any of that. But there's more. There's more on the laptop. Today, the New York Post reports that there's stuff about the China deal that enriched Hunter Biden as well. All right. And this is a smoking gun about China. Quote, this is Hunter Biden himself. Consulting fees is one piece of our income stream, but the reason this proposal by the chairman in China was so much more interesting to me and my family is that we would also be partners in the equity and profits of JV's investments. That's joint ventures, JV. I said they were talking about a company named CEFC in China that was doing something. Okay, that's on there. Now, let me recap this, because I think I'm going to give you the most honest analysis in the country, because I don't have agendas here. My agenda is to report the truth to you. I wrote this in my message of the day. All right, I hope you read it, but if you didn't, I'm going to read it for you. First off, it's beyond strange that a person like Hunter Biden would take a computer with all kinds of personal stuff in for repairs and never go back to pick it up. It may have happened, but skeptics abound. There may be something more here. All right, that's number one. This is weird from the jump. Number two, the damning emails show Hunter Biden influence peddling. But no doubt. Okay, they show that. But the wording looks contrived, like a setup. And it does. It looks contrived, but that doesn't mean it isn't true. It doesn't mean it isn't true. The truth about the overall narrative is this. Vice President Joe Biden did things to enrich his family and apparently lied about it. That's true. So as vice president, Joe Biden used his office, Air Force Two, all of that other stuff to enrich his family. That's what he did. Another quick break, back with a final thought in a moment.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Okay, the final thought of the day is I got a weekend coming up, and I'm going to go look at nature this weekend. I did that on Columbus Day. I went up to Maine, as I told you. It was just so nice that I said, you know what? In middle October, I'm going to go to New England again, but this time southern New England. So I'm going to kind of do up the Taconic Parkway in New York, one of the most beautiful roads in the United States of America. Then I'm going to segue over to Connecticut and go up Route 7 a little bit. Gorgeous road. There'll be leaves. There'll be pumpkins. There'll be cider. And then when I get out, I scare everybody. So an early Halloween for everybody in Connecticut, Southern Massachusetts, and New York State. You know, like, this is O'Reilly. What is he doing here? I get this all the time. What are you doing here? I'm buying a pumpkin. And who's going to win? That's what I get. And I love talking to the folks, by the way. Because I always ask them, hey, you're going to vote for Biden? And do you know they're going to come to your house and take your furniture? You should see the fit. What? That kind of thing. But we're going to have a great time. And I love fall. I'm a fall kind of guy, an autumn guy. You can't do autumn in New York anymore because you'll get shot. Or somebody will hit you with a graffiti-laden something. So I can't do autumn in New York. I got to go upstate New York. Can't do the city anymore. Okay. Enough bashing, right? Enough of that. I hope you all have a good weekend. Let us know what you think. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. All right. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you soon.